This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. As I mentioned last week, I've been roasting tomatoes and dehydrating them. The best tomatoes for roasting are paste or Romas, those with more meat than juice. It just so happens there's a 2020 AAS winner that could be a great candidate for roasting. It's called Early Resilience F1. The AAS judges noted that this variety was very resistant to blossom end rot, resulting in a high yield and less fruit loss. Similar great taste as the comparisons, but a much healthier plant and fruits. It's a determinant plant growing to just 2 feet, with the number of fruit per plant about 25. Some of the qualities the judges loved were excellent tomato flavor with a good balance of sugar to acid, which means they're great for canning, super great for small space gardens, and by the sounds of things, it's great for our colder climates as Early Resilience ripened 2 weeks earlier than other test varieties. Another early ripening tomato that is a 2020 AS winner is Solano F1. It's also another small space tomato, although a bit larger plant than Early Resilience. The description is a grape-type patio plant with a bushy habit, that is because of all the fruit it produces. One judge summed it up by saying, Solano is sweeter, the texture is better, the color is deeper, the plants are healthier, and the yield is phenomenal. It's also late blight tolerant. I have more information and links to these outstanding tomato performers on my website, gardenbite.com, and of course pictures. There are plenty of gardeners that plant marigolds in their vegetable garden to attract beneficial insects and ward off nematodes. There's a 2019 AAS winner called Big Duck Gold F1. Big Duck blooms are 3 inches across. The plant is about 15 inches tall and flowers from summer to frost. Pictures on my website. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.